Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Lisa Ann. She is our fantasy football expert. She's brought to you each and every week by Cindy. Cindy's number one for fantasy and fun. Lisa, we missed you last week. Did you have a successful charity event last week?
I did. It was a great event. It was totally awesome. Amazing how the event coordinators were able to move it so last minute, because remember, the oil spill in Huntington Beach didn't allow us to walk at the beach. And you know how it is. You guys have put together remotes, many events, many group things. When something changes last minute, it is absolute chaos, and they handled it like champs.
And it's a walk
A lot of times, especially when we're doing something at the beach, people want shots of Sean and I frolicking on the beach.
Big time.
Barefoot, you know, giving each other piggyback rides, all
right.
That
like,
stuff.
Or like Rocky deal. 3, where Apollo and Rocky hugged in the water in their tight yeah. shorts. That's what they like to see us doing. It was a walk for Alzheimer's, right, Lisa?
Yes, it was. Yeah. Yes, and by the way, the word frolicking in morning radio is fantastic.
Yes, it's a good word. It is a good word. All right, Lisa, let's get into some fantasy football here. Week 7 of the NFL season. Hey, if you have Derrick Henry and you're not at least on track for the playoffs in your league, how bad an owner are you?
Well, you could be a great owner if you package him at this point, right? I know you don't want to get rid of your workhorse, but I imagine a league member would give you maybe three players, three of your missing links. You can't just rely on one player, though he is such a difference maker. At the same time, I've seen this happen. I've seen Derrick Henry on teams that are just failing. And last week, I actually got in one of my leagues, I helped two league managers negotiate a trade for Derrick Henry because it's a super flex. So the quarterback injuries affected this team manager greatly, all three quarterbacks. And then there was two quarterbacks were injured and one was on a bye. So you got to make it work. I know it's not easy to let go of Derrick Henry, but if you're in that spot where you don't even think you're close to the playoffs, you can really make some big moves. And if you make those moves, be strategic. Pick up players that have already had their bye week so that you do not have to fuss with this moving down the road.
Okay, so Jameis Winston has always been a tough guy to figure out, but this year it feels like throwing darts at a mosquito, because it's like one week, oh my gosh, brilliance, the other week just completely disappears. What do you think about Jameis versus the Seahawks?
Well, I think the Seahawks are not what we expect the Seahawks to be right now, especially defensively. What's interesting about Jameis is playing him is frustrated because you're not getting those yards, right? You're seeing him out there and you're like, but he's getting the touchdowns and he makes these moves. He's just not as fantasy relevant as he was three seasons ago. I think Jameis has an opportunity here for a get-right game. I think he's going to do it. The news with Michael Thomas not coming back is probably the biggest thorn in his side right now, because that's the weapon he needs to get to the next level.
Oh, I've got Michael Thomas sitting on my bench. I've been waiting for it, Lisa. I've been waiting for it. Hey, text in 713-572-4610 if you've got questions for Lisa Ann on starting or sitting players in your lineup this week as we roll on here with Lisa Ann, our fantasy football expert. Hey, Lisa, Deshaun Watson trade rumors popping up again this week, which I guess stands to reason with the trade deadline in the NFL coming up a week from Tuesday. I would imagine that Deshaun is probably owned in most leagues, just kind of sitting on people's bench in case he is able to come back and play. Is it time to start hoarding some Miami skill guys that might be out there? Are you buying into the Watson trade rumors?
You know, it's hard to buy into the rumors without knowing the eligibility to play. We know that he's not on the NFL exempt list, but for all of us, you know, kind of voyeurs in a situation of trying to look at the news and read between the lines, if he makes this move, does he play? That's really the big question mark. I'm in a stay away situation because I don't want to deal with really the backlash, the what if. Will he start right away? How quickly will he be able to get into the scheme of the team? I mean, it would be great for all of those players, but for myself, there's just too many question marks. We've never seen a situation with so many unanswered questions, but yet fantasy team managers are like, I'm going to pick him up. And I'm like, really? Like, this has been lingering for like 7 months, and none of us know more than we really did 7 months ago.
Lisa, you know, sometimes there are guys who do really well in fantasy, but it's misleading because their actual performance as football players and contributing to a winning effort isn't actually what the fantasy numbers would suggest. I feel like Jalen Hurts is not in that boat. Like, I feel like Jalen Hurts, I feel like his fantasy numbers might actually tell more of the real story, where people that don't play fantasy are completely discounting Jalen Hurts. Does that make sense what I'm saying there?
It definitely does, because what you're looking at is Jalen Hurts' numbers. Now, 4 interceptions isn't great, but 8 touchdowns and almost 1,500 yards on the season. Jalen Hurts isn't going to have to deal with the Zach Ertz, Dallas Goedert conflict. He's going to be completely leaning on Dallas Goedert, which is such a bummer to see the questionable tag there, but we know Goddard's going to play. Miles Sanders is really the missing link for Philadelphia that I think we're going to see get more action this week against the Raiders. But you're right with Jalen Hurts. He's getting no love, nor are the Philadelphia Eagles in general. They weren't highly drafted. Of course, the tight ends went because you're always looking for a tight end. But Jalen Reagor as well, not getting the love that he should be. But I think this is going to be a great game in Las Vegas for the Philadelphia Eagles.
All right, Lisa, before we get to some of the stardoms and situms here quickly, you mentioned the Eagles. Zach Ertz, now an Arizona Cardinal. It looks like the Texans will get the first look at Zach Ertz on the other side of the ball this week. How big an upgrade is this for Zach Ertz? Kyler Murray's got a lot of targets to spread it around to.
Kyler Murray does have a lot of targets to spread around, but what Zach Ertz brings is very different compared to the other targets. He's got that red zone ability to just make something happen. He's a big-bodied guy who also will be utilized in the blocking, keeping in mind Kyler Murray is not the largest quarterback in the NFL. So I do think he's going to have an impact right away, and I think this is it's amazing. Arizona is so good this season, and now I just think they get that much better, whether it's 10% better, 15% better. But most important, when they're faced with their next injury, which we know they will, all NFL teams will, they now have another weapon to go to, and Zach Ertz, been in the league for quite a few years, gets the game and really plays hard football.
All right, let's get to some of these. Text in 713-572-4610. Joe Burrow against the Ravens or Aaron Rodgers against the Washington football team?
I got to go Aaron Rodgers. I love Joe Burrow, not discounting Joe Burrow, but Aaron Rodgers, what his ability, just his excellence. And I also look at that matchup and say, yeah, Washington's football team, we believed in their defense on the offseason because of last year, and all of our faith is gone because the defense is just absent. It's such a surprise to those of us who reached, like myself, in a league or two for Washington's defense.
All right, DK Metcalf or A.J. Brown, they say, or CeeDee Lamb. CeeDee Lamb is on a bye this week, so DK Metcalf or A.J. Brown?
I'm still going DK Metcalf. I know there's no Russell Wilson, but I believe that DK Metcalf is the better player and in a better situation for this week.
All right, can I start Cordarrelle Patterson and Mike Davis against the Dolphins? Of course, both of them are Atlanta Falcons. Do you want to have too much Falcon representation in your lineup, or is this a good week for the Falcons to put up points?
It's a good week. I wouldn't love to do this in any week, but this could be a team manager that's faced with, like, bye-mageddon conundrum. You know, we've got 6 teams on bye this week, so if that's the reason why you're doing it, great. But in my mind, I never like to do that.
Would you call it bye-mageddon?
Bye-mageddon.
I love
yeah,
that.
It's like bye-mageddon. How many times do you look at your teams this week and think, I can't drop any of these players to pick up a scrub to put in my lineup. Like, it's so upsetting.
It's Swiss cheese, man. It's yes. The worst right now. Last one, Lisa. Matthew Stafford versus the Lions or Kyler Murray against the Texans. Well, I don't know if both these guys might just be handing the ball off in the second half just to get off of the field because they're up by four touchdowns.
I got to go Matthew Stafford just for the love of the game, right? I mean, both of these are great options, and this manager has two great options to choose from, but I'm just really curious what Matthew Stafford's going to do this week at home. I love to see what the defense is going to do to Goff. They know him so well. Like, this is going to be a fun game to watch, and I think Matthew Stafford is not going to hand the ball off in the second half. I think he's going to go ham, put up five touchdowns. Everybody's going to get some. Robert Woods owners, get ready, because this is the week where I see him getting into the end zone, not once, but twice.
Yeah, there you go. All right, that's true. Stafford against his old team. That's the proper angle with that one. Lisa Ann, our fantasy football expert, brought to you by Cindy's. Cindy's, number one for fantasy and fun. Lisa, we always enjoy the conversation. Enjoy the games this weekend.
Enjoy the games. Have a great weekend. Thanks for having me.
You got it. Thanks, Lisa. Appreciate it. Lisa Ann, our fantasy football expert.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.